Culture 8.
Britain's Radio 1. 1960s. BBC Radio 1 was set up in 1967 to replace the pirate radio stations that the government had just made illegal. British pop and rock music was popular all over the world, but Britons couldn't listen to it on the radio because there were only three national radio stations, which broadcast a mixture of classical music and talk shows. 1970s. At first, some music fans boycotted the station because it wasn't cool enough, but it soon attracted the world's biggest radio audiences, up to 20 million for some shows, with a mix of chart pop music during the day and promising bands at night. The station also created the Radio 1 Roadshow, where DJs would broadcast the show live from a seaside resort. 1990s. The 1990s saw radical changes, with the director of the BBC claiming that the radio station wasn't different enough. The target audience was changed from 13 to 40 to 13 to 25, and the Beatles were banned because the DJs weren't allowed to play any songs that were more than 5 years old. 2000s. After accusations of racism and failing to ensure gender equality, Radio 1 started to employ more female DJs and DJs from ethnic minorities. The station also launched the BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards, an annual event that gives prizes to celebrities and inspirational young people. 2010s. Radio 1 set up a youth council of young people aged from 16 to 24 to hear their opinions on what they wanted to listen to. Audience numbers fell at the beginning of the decade as young people switched to streaming music services on their smartphones.